Isabel, it's Eduardo. Alejandro wasn't feeling well at work. Then he fainted. An ambulance took him to the hospital. I'm going there now. Oh, no, exclaimed Isabel as she clutched the phone. I'll get there as soon as I can. Thank you for calling, Eduardo. Isabel gathered the children. Within minutes, they were heading to the hospital in a cab. Ashen-faced, Isabel held her children's hands. Please let my husband be all right, she thought. At the hospital, Isabel hurriedly paid the driver. Then she and the children rushed inside. Isabel spotted Eduardo as soon as she walked into the waiting room. How is Alejandro? She asked Eduardo shakily. The doctors whisked him away. I'll let the hospital staff know you're here, said Eduardo. A nurse joined them shortly. She explained that the doctors were doing some tests to find out what was wrong with Alejandro. In the meantime, the family should make themselves comfortable. The doctors would have more definite news for them soon. Within an hour, a doctor approached Isabel. I have some good news. So far, we haven't found anything wrong with your husband. His heart appears strong and healthy. Still, we want to keep him overnight. We'll run more tests in the morning. Would you like to go in and see him now? Thank you, exclaimed Isabel. And thank you, Eduardo. You should go home now to your family. I'll wait and give you all a ride home, replied Eduardo. No, said Isabel firmly. You'll get no rest if you wait for us. Soon Isabel and the children were in Alejandro's room, hugging him and fussing over him. Too quickly, a nurse told them that visiting hours were over. We'll be back in the morning, Papa, promised Luisa. We'll bring you something tasty so you don't have to eat the hospital food, seconded Miguel. You'll be home before you know it, smiled Isabel. She squeezed her husband's hand.